Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. An overnight power outage caused delays for several airlines at Philly International Airport. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there at Terminal D talking with passengers. They'd been waiting for hours until the power came back on Saturday afternoon.
Terminal D's power came back on at 1:30, and staffers worked hard to catch up to delays. Passengers who've been waiting for hours were finally able to begin the check-in process. United and Delta were two of the airlines most impacted. The issues began last night when airport spokesperson Heather Redfern says some flights had to be redirected to other gates.
Later night flights that were coming in then needed to be accommodated at other gates. So really the impact wasn't until first thing this morning.
Avery was with her family and said they were waiting since early in the morning.
Since 4:30, it's been chaos. When we got here, the lights were still out. So we've gotten a little bit better, but they've been good bringing out snacks and drinks and coffee and everything.
PHL says if you're traveling in the next few days, to stay in touch with your airline, double check all alerts, and get here early. Security lines are long as they accommodate the dozens of passengers who were stuck in Terminal D. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A fire this morning in North Philadelphia, leaving one person dead. Authorities say it started around 4:30 in a three-story apartment building near 17th and York. According to authorities, the fire broke out on the second floor. A man found in a third floor bedroom pronounced dead at the scene. Today is Small Business Saturday, and store owners are slashing prices to encourage more customers to spend money. KYW's Connor Barcon reports from Alani, where a cluster of businesses hope for a big turnout today.
Millions of people are spending billions of dollars this weekend as they try to take advantage of post-Thanksgiving sales. Most of those purchases will happen online, and BankRate senior industry analyst Ted Rossman says computers are becoming a thing of the past for cyber shopping.
It's supposed to be the best year ever for e-commerce. Specifically, mobile commerce is leading the way. More people are expected to make purchases on phones this holiday season than computers for the first time.
Justin Lee has experienced the shift to online retail firsthand in the 30 years he has owned Fern Rock Hardware at North 5th and West Champlost Ave.
Business has been changing kind of on and off, and because the most thing is the online market. You know, they are taking my customers.
Lee's business has been open since 1929. He is offering a 10% discount to customers for Small Business Saturday. In Alney, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Tomorrow, December 1st, SEPTA's first fare increase in 7 years takes effect. The SEPTA board approving the 7.5% increase last week, following public hearings back in October. Now, the travel wallet fares on buses, subways, and trolleys will be $2.50. Same as the cash fare. And most single-trip fares on regional rail will increase as well, but all daily, weekly, and monthly passes will be staying the same. SEPTA expects the fare adjustments to generate more than $14 million in additional annual revenue. Last Friday, Governor Josh Shapiro announced stopgap funding that allowed SEPTA to postpone a more than 21% fare increase that was slated to start on January 1st. The Philadelphia Museum of Art is not only offering area schools a chance to see its latest exhibition, but throwing in a ride there and back. We get the story now from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
It's a class trip the art museum is hoping schools will find tough to pass up. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays between now and February, the museum is offering schools in the Philadelphia School District and area schools receiving federal Title I funds free guided tours of a special exhibition featuring contemporary black artists. And the museum is covering the cost of school bus transportation. Museum Director Sasha Suda says the exhibition named The Time Is Always Now, Artists Reframe the Black Figure, features the work of 28 artists, including Amy Sherald, who painted the famous portrait of Michelle Obama.
I think that's one thing that the students can expect to see is people who reflect themselves, people who reflect their fashion interests, who reflect contemporary culture of the black figure.
Suda says the response to the museum's offer has been strong, but there are still some slots available. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.